been very important after he said.
Okay, can we stop?
Wait, wait.
Is that yours?
Yeah, it's right there.
Did you get that what you said?
Yeah.
That's yours? So you think that you influenced the budget of the income and we disagree?
Well, it pays the bill.
No, you don't pay the bill all the time.
Are we supposed to start discussing?
Yes, we're supposed to discuss. I'd just like to know why you, just discuss why we put what we put.
Well, you said that we both usually budget, right?
Well, I'm not assuming we both do, but I mean, if we disagree, it says if you disagree. So what you're saying is if we disagree, you make the final decision?
Well, if we disagree, we have a disagreement, right?
Yeah.
So?
Well, I said that usually, since it's both of our input, that I put both of us, and I said that it's very important that I was satisfied because we both do. Because we don't have that many disagreements over our budget, and when we do, I confront you and you tell me what you think, and we both figure it out on an equal basis.
Yeah, but the disagreements we have had,
like,
if it comes down to it, I usually do what I feel is best.
Like
paying the bills.
No, it's just
when we disagree.
Well, we've never disagreed on how we're going to pay the bill. On the budget itself, see? Oh, we have a few times. Like, usually we talk about, should we buy a coffee table, or should we buy a car, should we trade the car back to Dad, or should we do this, or should we do that? And usually, you know, usually you have an idea of what you're going to do, and you pretty much can do it, and you ask me, so I perceive it anyway, that I'll say, well, I disagree. I don't think we need a coffee table like I did.
Well, I guess maybe then I made the wrong, because usually, if you put it in that light, it's you the one that usually does the final agreeing, man. Because, you know, if you...
Well, it's not, I think it's equal, because if you didn't ask for my input, and if you said, well, I would disagree, well, that's too bad, I'm going to write the bills, do it the way I want to, you know, don't do it that way usually.
Well, when I go in to pay the bills, I sit down and figure out, you know, how much...
Well, when I do the bills, I do the same thing.
Yeah, but you don't do the bills most of the time.
Well, I don't have time to do bills most of the time. So, I mean, considering the time that we have to spend with paying the bills, it's not like, first of all, I don't disagree with you paying the bills because I know how much the amount is. I know how much you're going to write the check for. I have a fair estimation, so there's no disagreement. See? So,
I think really,
you know,
as far as this question goes, the person who influences how to budget the family income is whoever writes our paychecks, because it's all budgeted.
Well, I mean, who sits down and writes out the check is irrelevant, because I don't think that determines it in my mind, because
I know how much money
we have, and I know how much money we spend up here. Whether you do it that way or not, I know what's going on upstairs. I mean, I'm not gonna see. I know how much money we have to spend. I know that.
Yeah, but as far as budgeting the income, deciding which percentage of our income is going to this.
Well, yeah, that's what you do when you write a check.
But deciding which percentage goes to this and which percentage goes to that, okay? I think I usually do that, whereas you usually, if you want something, you just go ahead and buy it. And then you'll look and see, you know,
When I pay out the bills, I'll pay $25 a painter. It's just like when I had my own bills. I wrote checks for my own bills. I write, you know, when I was paying my furniture off, you know, when you came in, you said, well, I think we should pay half as much. And I says, I think we should too, because we don't have double the amount like when I was single. So what we did is after we got married, we both decided that we would pay.
Right, but let's
And you wrote the check, we both agreed.
Disagree. Okay.
At first we disagreed.
About
how much we should pay. I says, I'd like to pay it off. And you said, no, I think we ought to stay. And I says, well, how so? And then I didn't know what your status was at the time, and I didn't know how it was going to work out between the two of us. So I said, well, sounds to me like, you know, it'd probably be better. That's only one situation. Most of the time we don't disagree on that, though. Usually one of us does it or the other one does it, you know. So I don't know.
I'd say most of all, budgetary matters are externally influenced. I mean, we've got the bill, and then
it's
we both work our butts off to get the most, as much money as we can to pay all the bills, rather than we've got all this excess money, what do we do with it? And then we disagree with it. It's more like both of us are working our butts off to get enough money to cover our bills.
I know, that's why I'm just kind of sitting here thinking, well, what situations when we had money to spend? One thing I could think of is, like, when you said, hey, we got this extra money, or we got such and such, let's go buy a cocktail. And I said, wait a minute, well, I don't think that we need to spend.
Also, hey, now this is a great example of how we handled the disagreement, because you wanted to get a couch, and I wanted to get a coffee table,
well,
so we had to not get the couch and the coffee table.
Crazy.
But who threw in the end table?
Because
it went with the coffee table.
I guess.
But
I just look in terms of all the discussions we've had over and over and over as far as how it's worded, influence the budget when you disagree. It sounds like, the way I interpret the question is kind of like, well, if push comes to shove, who really, you know, takes over and says, I'm sorry, but I just, you know, this is the way it's going to go, boom, and, you know, that's the way it is. If there's a disagreement, you know, who really decides. And to me, it's not like you dominate and you tell me, I'm sorry about the check and that's just too bad, I'm going to do it anyway. You don't do
that
to me.
Well,
I don't do that to you.
We've never had a situation like
that.
Well,
I don't do
that
to you either. And usually,
if we did have a situation,
it wouldn't be a big thing. Brian, we're probably only talking about $20 or $40. It doesn't really, then I just say, how important is it to me? I would have said not important. So, you know what I mean? The way I look at it, our family,
Okay, one of the things we have had a disagreement on the budget is, it's right in. This is all coming into a
record. Oh, wait a second. What did you just say? Give me a hint. Oh. Well, that wasn't really a disagreement. I didn't say much about that.
Well, but you didn't, at first you didn't want to spend any money for
it. We weren't married then, so.
No, yeah, we were. Just, a couple weeks ago.
What do you, forget that. No, that wasn't like.
Okay, but that was a disagreement, right? A budget disagreement?
Who influences how the budget,
okay, so, and that was kind of like an example. I was, you know, I wanted to purchase the product, and you didn't want to purchase the product, and I went ahead and purchased the product anyway. And you came around, you used some of it too. But
well, no, I put not important, okay? I'm talking about things that are important,
would be something that wouldn't.
You see, I did the same thing with you. I just said, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy such and such. And you said, well, I don't think you need it. I went out and bought it anyway. I mean, I'm not dominating you in that situation. You really don't care that much.
But
I'm talking
really
about important things. I'm talking about important things that we really care about. We've got to start at some base. If we're going to talk about things that are important to us, it doesn't count.
Well, so then the things that are really important then.
We do on a pretty equal basis,
pretty
I think.
Equal basis, yeah.
Yeah. See, so stuff, I mean, yeah, I can think of instances where the budget, if we disagree, I've gotten my way and you've gotten your way. But when it comes down to the overall.
It's interesting that on major decisions we come to a disagreement more than, say, me coming over to your point of view or you coming over to my point of view. Most of the time we take both our point of views to come together, you know?
We do, because.
And instead of getting just a coffee table or just a couch, we get a couch and a coffee table. Or instead of going out to dinner and going to a movie, we go to a dinner and a movie. So I guess maybe rather than.
We're compromising, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't so much say it's a compromise. I would look at it more like a reluctance to press the matter, and then as long as you get what you want, I'll get what I want. You know, it's kind of like.
No, no, wait a minute. As long as I get, I want, that's all. Good.
As long as you get, you know, the couch, and that's what you want, then you'll let me get my coffee table, too. Rather than sitting down and having a knock down drag out over, well, are we going to get a couch or are we going to get a coffee table?
Yeah. Okay. I agree. It's like a combination of both as opposed to one or the other. Or as opposed to me.
We don't disagree, though, on major budgetary matters most of the time.
I might disagree. Gotta be rich to disagree.
Yeah, she said bubblegum is not really usually considered major budgetary matters.
Let me see. Oh, no, the only thing that we've, like, I wasn't in disagreement, but, like, I didn't at first, I wasn't used. Of course, it's hard because we're just married. We had to adjust to each other, but I was going to say, like, the spending money on the bus or spending money on, like, tools and things. But, like, that's necessary.
Well, I didn't spend much money on tools.
I know, but it's like that, well, if I want to buy, I mean, a pair of pantyhose or something, really, you know, go out and buy clothes, because I don't usually just go to the department stores. I just have to say, well, I'm going to go to the department store. Well, what for, you know, our shoes, you know. You might spend as much for one tool as I spend for dress, and you say, well, you don't need another dress or whatever.
I've never spent that much. You spent, like, your blazer cost $35. I don't think I have a single tool that even approaches that cost.
Well, that was money from Christmas, but that's,
well, but
you know,
I mean, the
either way,
tools
but, you
aren't
know,
that expensive.
Well, I mean, like, in the stuff on the bus, I mean, boom, that was just loads of money, and the insurance and stuff. Well, those are things that you need. Well, I need clothes just as much, but you look at it as, well, what you're getting is actually what I'm getting is what something
no,
I need.
It's not something I need, it's something we need.
Well, when we go around naked?
No, but I don't need a new dress.
Sure you do. You need new pantyhose, too.
I can understand pantyhose, because you go through pantyhose like, you know, shit through a goose, but...
I do not. I had the same girl for about 4 weeks now.
You know, but, like, see, I think there's, when it comes to budgeting, those kind of things, it's easy for you to look and say, well, we need a new dress because I need a new dress. But when something outside of your range, you know, outside of, like, you know, we need a new carburetor on the bus.
Well, I can see that now. When I first got married, I wasn't used to
it. Well, why do you need a new carburetor on the dress? I need a
carburetor on the dress.
A new carburetor on the bus. I need this dress more. Whereas it was in
my view,
it was more like, hey, you know, this is... You know,
okay,
the essentials have got to come before that.
All right. All right. What did you say?
I don't know. I didn't hear what you said.
Because I didn't, I've never said that, because all I was saying when we were first married, when I said, I think, you know, it's just like I come home, oh, I spent $100. Oh, I came home, I spent $200. I didn't mind so much because I realized that you had to spend it. And I realized we had to have insurance. I'm not stupid. But what I'm saying is, there's all this money going to stuff that I wasn't used to spending. I just wanted you to realize that whenever you need a tour, whenever you, I mean, at least tell me so it's not like a shock. Like if I went and said, oh, by the way, I went to Macy's and, or I went to, you know, someplace and I bought this, you know, spent $400 on clothes. Well,
yeah, but see,
well that's
not necessary.
No, that's for me,
yeah,
as opposed. Well, it's just as much a shock. Like, say we had the money. It's just as much shock to you. Say we had the money to spend, but still it's a shock to spend $400. I realized that we had to spend the money on the bus. He says, well, yeah, we need to bust somebody. Well, when I was used to having my own money, it was more a problem not knowing how you spent your money. And just the fact that, oh, I spent the money already.
I think also in that particular, you know, over the bus, you know, an automobile, you know, repairs and stuff like that. I think not only was it that you weren't used to my spending patterns that way, but then you also had, like, zero background to go on as far as the cost of operating a vehicle.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and
before, up to that time, all you had to do was put gas in your dad's car.
Exactly.
You know,
but
you
I
never
mean, it's still,
for
I would have liked.
Never paid for insurance or anything like that.
Well,
so
I would have liked.
Shock
when I'm saying, my point is, I'm just saying that, like, when we just, it wasn't a disagreement, it was just like, I would have preferred if you would have just said, we're going to have to get such and such on the bus and because we have to have this or that, whatever. But
you should just tell you before I spend the money rather than spend
well,
the money.
Well, I never went out and spent $200 or $300 and didn't tell you. I don't care what it's for. That's a major purchase. Now, if we got married, we said $50 or more, or even before you hit the 50 mark, we're going to tell each other. See what I mean? Like the birthday money I had now. When May comes, you're going to have the money, and if you get any birthday money, you have every right because you still have Christmas money to get the gauges and whatever. You know,
yeah, but you're spending your birthday money on
I'm not
stuff.
Spending. On what?
On our, you know, on just
yeah,
plowing it
I'm
back
just
into
saying.
The bill. So,
I'm
and
just
you
saying,
spent your
you know,
birthday,
that
and then, you know, your tuition is the same as my tuition because that's an expense to us. And so I don't think there should be any reason why you consider the money that you got at Christmas of you putting it into your tuition and that being your Christmas present, whereas while I put my money into your tuition, my Christmas money into your tuition, that I should have like little chits or credit slips, you know, so that later on if we have the money, then I can take my money back out and buy gauges for the bus or something.
I know that you wanted to buy that, and I know that if we just kept putting the money into bills, that you would never get your gauges, and I feel like that was, you know.
But it's like, I don't want you to feel like the gift money that you get, just because it's going to your tuition, is used up.
Well, I just like to get your gauges, that's all.
Well, I want to get my gauges too, but I want you to go to school, you know, and that's, that's a legitimate...
I'm just saying, by the time your birthday rolls around, you can do it.
Well, by the time my birthday rolls around, it is 2+100.
What is your secret
passion? Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Right, we're on intimacy.
Okay. So, well, we start off, go ahead.
Well, the situation that's outlined on the card here happens to us fairly frequently. I don't know, sometimes I get into doing what I want to do. You know, whether it be watching TV or reading a book or puttering around the house, and you'll come home from work or, you know, you'll get done doing your homework or something, then you'll want to just cuddle and do close and stuff, or you want to talk or something while, and that kind of builds, I kind of get ticked off, you know, because here I am doing something and then you get done with what you're doing and want to cuddle or something, and it seems to me sometimes you don't have much of a regard for what I was doing or how intent I was upon doing it. I mean, a lot of times I'll drop what I'm doing, you know. But sometimes, you know, I'm into reading a book and I'd rather sit and just read my book and not go to bed and make whoopee.
I know. I agree. That's the way you are. So, but, you know, there's times, it's just the differences right now. It'll be easier as time goes on because I'll have you. You're going to be in the other situation, and I won't have enough time for you. You're going to say, you know, I goof around, or, you know, it's tough, or it's close to watch TV, you like to do that. It's time, you know, I don't have the time, so the time I have with you is so little of real, you know, quality time that I can spend with you. I don't think, well, I really shouldn't be watching TV, I should be reading this or writing that. You know, so the time I do have off with you, I wish it would be more free sometimes. That's just my own problem because I'm really cramped.
Yeah, well, we talked about this.
Well, it's always been a situation where I've had more homework.
But, you know, like, your realization that when I do things, I get really intense on doing them, you know, no matter what it is.
Yeah, but you do the same thing to me at times when I'm doing stuff. And if you want to, you know, you want to cuddle, you want to make love, you know, fine, the world stops. You know, so there's no real argument. I mean, I don't bring it up.
You don't put up much of a fight.
Because I know that you're gonna. I know you're probably, well, because it happens more. I mean, I'm more initiated more to you than you do me.
Well, and usually most of the time when I go to initiate something like that, you're doing homework, and it's pretty easy to distract you away from doing homework.
But
you know, if I'm watching a movie on TV, you know, like one of the things that really bothers me is like I'll be watching a movie, and you'll be wanting to hold a conversation. You know, and here I'm trying to concentrate, listen to the background music, or listen to the sounds of music, or listen to the dialogue of the movie, and you're talking in my ear right here, you know, or...
I know, but if...
Or you're cuddling
all the time that you spend reading, when you're in the house, you're basically either reading or watching TV. Very seldom you're not doing one of those two things. So if I did what you wanted me to, which I've now come down to the point where I can't talk when the TV's on, and I can't talk when you're reading, which means we don't talk at all. I talk more at school all day with people I don't even know than I do with you in a month sometimes. Just because, you know, you like watching TV, you like reading, you say, well, and so I end up doing my homework or something. You know, and
well, a lot of times I do that because I know that it'd be really easy for me to sit down and talk to you, but then, you know, a week or 4 days or when that next assignment's due, then the couple days before that's just going to be a total bitch and I won't see you at all because... Then, you know, it'll be, oh shit, I spent all this time watching TV, or I spent all this time talking with you, or...
I can't say, like, for 10 weeks we're not going to talk to each other, or we're not going to, you know, not even look at each other sideways for 10 weeks till the quarter's over, if that's, you know...
Well, we're supposed to come up with a solution to this problem, and what what do you think about that?
Well, I don't know what the solution is. I pretty much just resign myself to the fact that I'm just gonna mind my own business and do, you know, and not initiate anything unless you initiate it to me, because it's you're the one that's being interrupted.
No, I sound guilty. I mean, if I go to bed and read, you know,
well, don't
and you don't want to just, you know, read or fall asleep.
Well, it's just that I didn't see you all day yesterday, all day and all night, which is not the end of the world. I just had a, you know, I had a good time. I talked with a lot of people all day, and most of the time I talked about you or us. And by the end of the day, you know, I started thinking about that. Oh, it'd be nice to see Kurt, you know. And we talked a little bit, but, you know.
You didn't come straight home from work, though.
Well, I called, nobody's home, so I thought, well, what the heck, you know. And I didn't know you were doing laundry, but I thought, well, there's going to be times when I'll come home and all I'll see is a note that I went to so-and-so's house, and I'll, you know, I wouldn't have known that before I came home. But, well, I'm not going to rush home if there's nobody there. And if you had been there, I would have come right away, you know. I got up a little bit early, and that's why I figured, well, you know. And so, you know, say you want more time and free time and stuff, so I thought, well, I'll give him more free time.
Well, I'm not complaining like I didn't have, you know.
I know.
I was into what I was doing, you know.
But see, Don kept saying, he was saying, I don't want to get you in trouble. I know he's probably going to miss you, you know, he's probably waiting for it. So, no, I doubt it.
No, I just like to be informed, you know.
Well, I know. But I mean, I didn't want to.
I guess my problem is.
I figured you were either reading or watching TV, so I figured I wasn't.
That my little project outlined on this card, though, most evenings I have a little project, you know, rather than just this evening, but it's.
I know, every evening. I don't know, it's just that before we got married, it didn't seem like you did so much reading and watching TV, which is, you know, it's not your fault.
I didn't do any reading while we were dating. I haven't done any reading for 2.5 years.
Either do I. I don't have the time yet.
Just recently.
But when I get out of school, I probably will have time to do that.
You know,
yeah, but if we did that all the time.
I used to, like, before we met, you know, my evenings would be spent, you know, watching TV and, you know, messing around with the guys at the frat house or something. And then I'd go to bed and I'd read. I'd just read a book, you know, until the wee hours of the morning, you know, or until I got tired and fell asleep. Whereas probably the number of times that I've done that since we've gone out and been married, you know, I probably can count on one hand, maybe two hands.
Okay, but so far we looked at your side of you don't want to be disrupted, which I can accept. And but the other side is that I like to be close. And the reason I like to be close is simply because if you stop and look at it, you know, you could virtually spend, like I said, Sunday mornings. It's like there is no Sunday mornings with you. I might just as well either be, I consider it like being by myself because you're so involved in the paper that, you know, cannons could go off. It doesn't matter. So Sundays, scratch Sundays, and you're not home Saturday nights. So Saturday nights don't exist for us. During the week, I'm too busy for it. Friday night, we're usually in such a hurry, we're trying to figure out what to do all night since the evening's gone already, and we do stuff, but we don't talk, so it's like, you know, to be close or something, you know, you like to have me with you, say, come in and watch TV, or why don't we cuddle while we watch TV? Well, TV is basically worthless in my eyes. It's like something that I can type a paper, hold a conversation, and know what's going perfectly well, what's going on in the program. There's some programs you can't, but like before a movie starts, you know, I don't want to feel like I can't, I feel like I have to walk in nature, I can't talk spontaneously, I can't think of another person that, you know, would get that upset over me, you know, talking to them, but I don't know. It just gets me to the point where I just want to not, you know, talk to you when I'm at home, because I figure, well, because I've heard it before, and now it's fun to think in it, well, I won't bother him because he likes to read and likes to watch TV, but, you know, you better not come in here and, you know, stop me when I'm in the middle of this or that when I'm studying.
So you kind of, you know?
So I feel
like
fine if you can have your way. That's what I feel like. Well, I'm, you know, it's kind of like I don't feel like our relationship should change as far as being close. I mean, it's like, oh, we're married now, we don't have to be close to each other. And now we're married and we can resume our hobbies, and we'll know we have the other person there, so we can do all these other hobbies and they'll always be there. Well, it's not like that. I think that you have to work out a little harder than that, and I don't mean you, I just mean people that are married should, you know, because being close, not even the making love, I'm just considering being close. To me, that means having an intimate conversation, or at least talking about something that's important, not like, well, what'd you do today? Oh, I had this and this and this, and what'd you do today? And that's about the extent of it. And then we both just kind of go off in our own little worlds and start worrying about our own little
world. Yeah, I think that a lot of times though we get, it seems like if we're not doing something by ourselves, i.e. watching TV, reading, studying, you know, doing whatever, you know, whatever. If it's not that, then the only other thing, the only other activity open to us, you know, it seems to be like being close, cuddling, or making love, you know, other than, like, we don't share a hobby, like, you know, we don't do something, like, other than, like, cooking.
Well, we do that.
You know, we do that together, but you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like, if we're not each into our own thing, and we want to be together, you know, or one of us wants to be together, pretty much the only thing we have to be together with is...
Like, we play games, backgammon and stuff.
How long was the last time we played backgammon?
Well, 10,000, whatever the case.
Well, but, you know, we played that, what, for about a week until we got bored of it.
No, we do. Well, I'm just saying those are things that you don't think of. We do that some of the times, and, you know... we don't have time for it. It's really hard to take this and say this is the way the relationship is because with working with school and with our schedule, it's not, I mean, like
I
don't even
see my
friends.
Sometimes
you see your friends. I can't even
see my friends. I don't really see my friends. A lot of times when I'm home alone,
I just
sit at home, you know.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I think what we should do maybe is like, get a hobby that we could work on together.
We're gonna have the bus to work on, but I just, you know.
You don't want to work on the bus. I mean, you do, but eventually we'll get the bus done. And it's not like something you can do for 20 minutes after dinner, you know, if you want to.
Well,
we have a garage and lights.
I don't feel a need to do that. I just feel like, I can sit and talk, like I sat and talked to that guy that I'd never even met before in my life. And I sat there and talked to him for 2 hours about a lot of different things that were important to me. You know, really important to me. I feel like I really accomplished it. Something that I feel like I can't talk about with you because you're not interested. But, you know, I'm sure you talk about it with somebody else.
Well, I'm interested, but a lot of times you want to talk to me about something when I'm doing something else and that.
Well, I mean, you're always doing something else.
Yeah.
See what I mean? And I could do the same, but to me, it's important to be able to talk to each other. And I notice it more because, and this is my major. I mean, I know, it's not like I'm an authority, but I notice it when I see. You know,
yeah, but it seems like you get better response though when you approach me when I'm not doing something.
When are you at home and just not doing anything? Never.
Well, not doing
either
anything.
Me,
but you know the difference when I'm doing something. You know the difference from me doing it relaxed like.
Yeah.
Or really being, you know, intense.
Yeah.
Cause you know, like when I do some things, like you say, bonk, go up
in
the next room, it wouldn't bother me,
you know? A lot of times I don't think, I think I'm going to talk about this. It's like, something will come into my mind, I'll think, I don't really have an urgency to talk about it. I think, hey, I want to talk to you about it, you know? So we must be coming from that. Anyway, I still see it as something that I don't think I should have to get used to, but I'm going to get used to it. Because I would think that you would want to be close to me.
I do, but I don't think once a week quite hits it. Well, but when was the last time we were only close together once a week?
Wow.
Never. You know?
I consider close.
See, like, you know, I consider, you know.
I mean, sitting close.
Four or five times a week, you know, cuddling and making love and, you know, that's enough to satisfy me. But sometimes it seems to me that, like, seven times a week isn't enough for you.
Well, I don't think, you know, we get up in the morning, we don't say much to each other in the morning, we don't see each other all day, we don't say anything to each other all night, and then we go to bed, and you want to read, or else if I want to fool around, or if I want to talk, either we fool around and we go to sleep, or we don't fool around and we go to sleep. It's like there's really not much communication other than nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even talking to
talk
about
late
talking
night,
about
so many
physical.
Times
talking
we're
about
so tired
talking.
Of it.
I don't know. I feel like I have to have a signal, I have to have a red flag, a green flag, and a yellow flag for can I talk, should I talk, should I not talk, should I go to someone else's house and talk, you know. It's not like I have to talk all the time, it's just so many interesting things going on and things I like to talk to you about, and there's a lot of times I feel like in the middle of something, it'll just change the subject or whatever, and you don't want to talk to me.
If you want it to be meaningful, you want to have a meaningful conversation or, you know, just want to color, you got to... I mean, you can't
It's never been that much difficult before.
Yeah, but it's hard. I mean, it's hard for me to change tax, like, right in the middle of doing something, you know?
Well, it's not different for me. I don't know. I guess it's your most important thing to me, and so, like, talking to you, and if you have something to say to me, the book is not going to go anywhere. The television program is not that important. Listening to a lecture and seminar,
yeah, if you want to talk about something to you, I'll start talking about it, and then you'll just, you know, you'll just disagree or start arguing or, you know, just bring up some other point and we get off into argument on something else rather than what I really want to talk about. You know, sometimes I just like to relate an experience, you know, and then rather than it just being an experience being related, then we have to get into a whole argument over, you know, this issue or that issue, you know, whereas I just, like, you know, like this afternoon, I just want to say, oh, I think it's funny, you know, that, you know, that with the daily discussion, you know,
well, I mean, what kind of an article?
It as an experience, you
know,
and then all of a sudden, here we are, and you wanted to start arguing about this is right, and this is